Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Livonia, Michigan, and earned a bachelor's degree in human biology from Michigan State University. She began modeling at age 16 and is one of the most down-to-earth, positive people you'll ever meet. Since 2013, she's been a medical device salesperson. She's also a member of a most unique sorority, as she was recently crowned Miss Michigan USA 2016. Her name? Susie Laika, and we're honored to have her as our guest. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible. And we're talking to Susie Laika, who in September was named Miss Michigan USA 2016. Susie, welcome. A real honor.
Hello. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Can we start by talking about your childhood? And your mom and your dad, please.
Of course. Well, I am first-generation American, so my mother immigrated here from Poland, and my father immigrated here from Romania. I was raised primarily by my mother as a single mother in Livonia, so about 20 minutes north of Detroit. And, yeah, I grew up with two older sisters, so we had a household of a lot of girls and a lot of hair stuff, anything you can imagine in a household full of girls.
What's the biggest thing you learned from mom?
My mom always taught me to be prepared in every situation. So, you know, in life, the secret to success, she would always say, is preparation in anything you do.
At 16, you decide to take up modeling. Why?
You know, I used to watch runway shows all the time. And when I was a little girl, I used to practice walking the runway. So I think I had a passion for it since I was little. But towards 16, I think that's the age when you tend to kind of become more independent from your siblings. And I just told my mom, I was like, Mom, I want to model. She was like, okay, Susie, you know, focus on school. And I did. I went to Michigan State, but I paid my way through college through modeling. So that helped a lot.
Susie, what do all the great models have in common?
Honestly, they can... You know, in modeling, in order to be successful, you have to be able to accept rejection. You're not always going to be chosen. You're not always going to be the best. And if you know how to bounce back from it and continue following your dream of modeling, you'll be successful.
6 months ago, I had Nigel Barker as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
World famous photographer of many of the world's most beautiful models ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one thing he told us was that, quote, my mom taught me that real beauty comes from within.
Absolutely.
What did she mean?
You know, it's kind of one of those things when you first meet someone, the first thing you see is how they look. And then as you get to know them, I think you really emphasize and get to know who they are as a person, and they become better looking or worse looking. So I think what they mean is who someone is on the inside shines through. So if you're beautiful on the inside, you'll always be beautiful on the outside, which is what counts.
What has modeling taught you?
I think confidence, in addition to knowing how to handle rejection, which I think in life is important, as I've said previously.
You've been named Michigan Model of the Week. You've walked the runways in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You've done it all in modeling.
I don't know about all, but, you know, I try. You know, this is all that counts, right?
Right. You leave... You were a great athlete in high school, and you go to MSU.
Yes.
And you major in human biology.
Yeah.
Wow. Why?
You know, I asked myself that, and I did all the time in college, because it was kind of difficult for me. I was never an amazing, you know, science student, I would have to say, but it always interested me, and I enjoyed the challenge. So the human body is a very fascinating thing.
When you were 18 and went there, what did you think you wanted to be?
A doctor. I wanted to be a dermatologist. so badly. And I researched it, and I used to volunteer in the hospital. I volunteered overseas in the hospitals as well. But, you know, as I got into graduation, I recognized that I was so interested in modeling. I was really interested in business as well. So I went down the medical device field.
Human biology, how much did you have to study?
Non-stop. And I mean that. I'm not joking. You know, human biology is one of those things you can't just memorize it. It's all steps. So I was definitely in the library a whole lot. And you can ask my mom. I would call her on a Friday night at 3 a.m. And, you know, funny story, I actually remember getting pulled over on the way home from the library on a Friday night. And the state cop comes up to my car and he's like, "Where are you coming from?" And I'm like, "The library officer." He's like, "Okay, I wasn't born yesterday, sweetheart. Where are you really coming from?" And I was like, "No, sir, I swear I'm coming from the library." So he looks back into the back seat of my car and I have all my books. And he laughed at me. He's like, "Wow, you're kind of a little bit of a dork. I'm just going to let you go because I feel bad for you." So that stayed with me just due to the fact that, you know, I spent a lot of Friday nights in the library, but it was worth it. I'm so happy to have that human bio.
We're talking to Susie Laika. When we come back, we'll ask her about beauty pageants. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula, and we're with Susie Laika, who first competed at Miss Michigan USA in 2011 and was the third runner-up. Susie, there's two major beauty pageants in America.
Yes, sir.
I've never participated in either. Never will be.
Hey,
one's Miss America, and then Miss USA, which has been going since 1952. What's the difference?
So that's actually a question I get all the time. And the biggest difference is the Miss USA organization, whoever wins Miss USA goes on to Miss Universe. And while the Miss America organization, they also have a talent portion in addition to they do not go to a universal pageant. So it's a very common question to ask, but I'm happy you did because I think it's important people know that there are two organizations.
All right. Tell us about the Miss USA pageant.
So every single year, it's held somewhere different. So all of us contestants are in anticipation to hear, one, when it is and where it's going to be. In tradition, it's in June or July. So in addition to that, they've also released that Steve Harvey will be returning. So we're very excited. At the pageant, we'll be arriving about 2 weeks in preparation for the actual night of finals, where we do rehearsals, we do different types of events, we do interviews. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Let's go back to September 26th, 2015.
Okay.
Share with us that night.
So it's funny, looking back on the night, the one thing I remember is how calm and relaxed I was. And previous pageants or any competition I've ever done in my life, I always had that sense of butterflies or maybe even a little bit of anxiety because, you know, it takes a lot for all those girls to get up there. So that day I remember waking up, my mom over here was with me, and I didn't really think too much. I just went there and I knew I had to do what I had to do. And I was really excited that I even had the opportunity to be there. So looking back on it, it's a very, very good day for me.
The moment comes where it comes down to you and Krista Ferguson are the two finalists.
Yeah.
And you hold hands and, you know, you're waiting to hear who's the first runner-up. What was that moment like?
I remember just looking at her. And I think I had said, because we were actually friends, we had modeled previously together, so we had a relationship, and I just said to her, you know, I love her, what's meant to be is going to happen. And she said the same to me, and we just kind of looked at each other. At that point, you know, it moves so quickly, and you don't know what to expect, that you almost go, your mind goes to a blank. And they don't call your name, they call the first runner, so they'll say, the first runner-up is, and then they said, Krista Ferguson. And I didn't believe it. I literally, if you look back on the video, I screamed, what? Because at that point, I was already excited that I made top five. Making top five in Miss Michigan is a huge accomplishment. So the fact that they called me, well, technically they didn't call me, but I won, it was unbelievable.
That walk down the runway and back.
Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking?
I don't think. When I'm on stage, and if I hope sometime maybe you get to see, but I don't think too much. I just have fun. Because I think if you start to think, that's when you tend to mess up sometimes, or you look, you know, you want to be natural and you want to have fun. It's so fun to be on that stage.
When you put your head on that pillow that night,
mm-hmm.
what did you think?
So, a little secret for you in the pageant world. The night you get crowned, there's a little story that you're supposed to go to bed in your crown and your sash. Because if you fall asleep with it on your head the whole night, it's good luck for the next pageant. So I didn't know that. I haven't been in the pageant industry for a very long time. So my agent, Chester, with Envy Model Management, said to me, he was like, Susie, you need to wear this tonight and make sure it stays on. So I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I am making this crown stay on if I have to put 50,000 bobby pins in my head. So that night I slept with this crown on, and I had a huge photo shoot the next morning, so I wasn't thinking too much. I was getting like 1,000 text messages, you know, like messages. I felt so much love, but I knew I needed to get some rest to do well the next day. So I went to bed very early the night I got crowned.
If you want to learn more, www.missmichiganusa.com. Susie Laker, what's it like being Miss Michigan USA 2016?
It's amazing. It's everything I ever could have thought of and more. And it's been truly an honor. So I'm really happy and proud that I can have this crown and say that I earned it. Because to represent the state on a global level, that's something special.
You've worn that crown for 5 months now.
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing you've learned in those 5 months?
That's a great question. You know, I think I learned that I have to take everything one step at a time. I'm definitely the type of person that I'm very much, you know, take the bull by the horns. And with Miss Michigan, I recognize that you have to do one thing and you can't double book yourself to do 50 things in a day. You have to do one thing 100%. So I'm really focused on just ensuring that I can do as much as I can and I can do everything fully with my whole heart. And that's about it.
That crown, where do you keep it?
So it comes in this great box that has a little lock on it. So, I mean, I don't have like a vault in my home, but I keep it next to my bed where I can see it. You know, sometimes I touch it just to make sure, you know, it's still there. I got it.
Miss USA from Michigan has won 3 times for USA. Carol Geist in 1990. Kenya Moore in 93,
mm-hmm.
Rima Fakah just in 2010.
Yes.
When you go to the National.
Yes.
Steve Harvey. what's that going to be like?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I'll have to let you know when I get back. But I did. Actually, my mom, good point. I attended the Miss Universe pageant here in December, and I actually got to meet him because I was front row. And he was right next to me. I'll never forget that. He just looked down at me. He's like, hey, what's up? He's a really like cool stand-up guy. Great personality. Very, very approachable. He was just making jokes the whole time, you know, in between takes and in between the show. So,
well, he was famous before, but after that night, he was really famous because he goofed up.
Yes, he did. You know, it was funny. When I was sitting there, once they crowned the girl, you know, usually the girl right away takes off and does her final walk. So it was first and foremost a little confusing for everyone attending because the girl was not walking. There was a lot of tension in the room. You could almost cut the tension with a knife. There was definitely an error, but we weren't sure what it was. And I remember looking to my left, and that's where the other contestants were standing. And more than 90% of them had their mouths and their face covered with their hands. Was saying, oh my God, oh my gosh. And I was like, what's going on? So as I looked to my right, I noticed Steve Harvey was getting back on stage and they said they crowned the wrong girl.
So Miss Columbia held the crown for 1 minute.
Yes.
So if there's a young listener tonight, Susie, that thinks she wants to enter a beauty pageant, what would you tell her?
To absolutely do it. Anything can happen, just like how your show, you know, emphasizes that. And if it's something you want to do, don't ever let any insecurity or any external circumstance keep you from doing it. Because there's one person that controls your life, and that's you. So I absolutely would want to motivate anyone to not only enter a beauty pageant, but to enter any type of competition or to follow their dreams in any aspect.
We're talking to Susie Leka, who's now a medical device salesperson.
Yeah, I sure am.
That's another chapter of her life. When we come back, we'll ask her about that. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and with Susie Leka, who since 2013 has been a medical device salesperson.
I sure have.
What do you mean by medical devices?
Well, I specialize. I work for a leading medical orthopedic device company named Zimmer Biomet Orthopedics, and I specialize in spine. So pretty much if you're getting any type of back surgery or neck surgery, which is the cervical, you are going to get... If you're getting anything implanted, it's either going to be a screw, a cage, a rod, any type of device. I or a rep will be in the room supporting the surgeon with instrumentation in addition to implants for that surgery.
Talk to us, if you will, about the technique for spinal surgery today.
So there's a lot of techniques, and anything from going anteriorly from the front of the body to going posteriorly to going lateral, which is now a newer technique from the side of the body. So it depends on your particular case in addition to the surgeon's preference on how to deal with that situation. So there's so many techniques. And today, especially in America, with innovation and technology and the trainings of the doctors, spine surgery has become very reproducible in the aspects where people are getting much healthier and better quickly. So I'm proud to be in such a field to be.
A typical spinal surgery, Susie, can take 1 to 7 hours.
Yeah, very long. You know, it's a surgery that you have to take a lot of time and you have to be very focused because you're playing ball there with the nerves. So whenever anyone's in the OR and you're playing ball with the nerves, you're going to take your time. So that's usually why it takes 1 hour to 8 hours.
And you're in the operating room that whole time.
Yep.
What do you do and why are you there?
So let's say a surgeon books a case and it's going to be an anterior cervical discectomy fusion. So what that is the patient has problems with their neck in the aspect where they potentially have numb hands or headaches, migraines, or a herniated disc, anything that the surgeon wants to treat the pathology. So what's going to happen is I will bring the instrumentations after I find out what exactly the surgeon wants to do to the hospital the day before. Then they clean all the instruments. I make sure they're prepared for the case. I attend to the case where I help set up the instruments in addition to the implants. Then throughout the case, I also ensure that the surgeon's instruments are all in place and he has what he needs. So the rep is primarily there to focus on the things the surgeon should not focus on, right? So the surgeon's going to focus on the technique, the anatomy. You know, he really needs to make sure that he's doing what he needs to do. The instruments is my job to make sure everything that's put in his hand works well and it is going to make it more efficient for him to help his patient.
Tell us about the surgeons.
They're wonderful. I mean, someone that gives up their life to help people and, you know, for medicine, that's something fascinating.
What role do the nurses play?
A big one as well. I think it's a team role. You know, the nurses, without them, the surgeon couldn't do his job. So I think the nurse is just as important in the aspect of doing a lot of the hard work behind the scenes. So I respect the nurses very much.
Susie Leica, you are a great salesperson. You're a natural.
Thank you. I think that's an awesome compliment coming from you, Jack.
From 2008 to 2012, you worked for American Eagle Logistics.
Yes.
You were Rookie of the Year in 2009 and ranked number one in 2010 and 11.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now you're doing this medical devices.
Mm-hmm.
Why do so many women do so well in sales?
You know, Jack, that's funny that you say that, because all my bosses, I always tell them you need diversity in your reps. Whenever you're hiring people, you always need different types, whether it's a female, a man, an athlete, any. You need to have that foundation in order to succeed. So I think the reason why women do so well is because I think women take the time to really get to know the customer, in the aspect where, at least for me, relationship building is important for my customers due to the fact that I will know how to service them better. I will understand how they, you know, want to deal with their situations in their practice, day-to-day roles. So I think being detail-oriented, which is something women, a trait women have, is important in sales. So I think there should be more saleswomen.
For 26 years, I started and we built decision consultants
mm-hmm.
to 1,800 people throughout America.
Mm-hmm.
We had 25 salespeople.
Yeah.
20 of them were women.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, they were the best 20.
Yeah.
And we needed people, salespeople, that had steel and velvet.
Yeah.
Hard charging, high energy,
mm-hmm.
and they wore well. And we were much better able to find that in a woman than a guy. Why?
You know, yeah, I would have to say women are very hardworking. I know for me personally, if I'm given a task, I will give it 150% to ensure that I achieve it. And unfortunately, in today's day, in a male-dominated field like such as medical device, if I don't perform, it's easy to be overlooked as, well, maybe it's because she's a girl or she can't carry the instruments. So I think women know that they have to perform 100% of the time.
All great salespeople are great listeners.
Yeah.
Why?
You have to be. I think it's important on a sales call to do, I would have to say 90% listening. At the end of the day, the customer is going to tell you what they want. And if you're too busy telling them about yourself, you're not going to figure out where to solve their problem. And the reason why the customer needs something or a product or a service is because they have a problem, right? So listening is the number one thing I would tell anyone in any type of sales. You have to listen in order to close a sale.
You've just become an ambassador for Children's Spinal Foundation.
Yes, I'm so excited. So obviously I work in the OR, so I firsthand see how people are affected by spine surgeries. You know, that's a huge procedure to have. And post-op, you're doing rehab. So I definitely recognize the fact that it changes your quality of life, and a lot of the times for the better. So when I got the opportunity to become Miss Michigan, I knew I wanted to give back in something that I was directly a part of. And the Children's Spine Foundation is a foundation that really focuses in on, you know, the way I explained it to my mother was, can you imagine having a child that has a deformity or any type of back or scoliosis problem, and they're told that they have to go under a surgery and sit in bed all summer watching their friends outside the window playing in the playground? I mean, that's very tough for a young child to go through. So the Children's Spine Foundation not only focuses on funding and research, but in addition to that, they really focus on ensuring that these children have what they need in the aspect of travel, helping them see the best doctors throughout the country. So I'm very excited, and I have a few things coming up here in the month out of Mott's Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor. So I really hope I can make a difference, and I get to meet a lot of these kids. So
if you want to learn more, www.children'swithanS.spinefoundation.org. Talk to us, if you will, Susie, about a few of these children that have gone through this spinal surgery.
Well, I'm just starting out now, so I have a few that this month, but I can definitely say any type of procedure that a child has to go through is heartbreaking. So you know, even if it's a different type of surgery or it's a different type of illness, that it's a very difficult thing for the child in addition to the family. So, like I said, I want to help in any way I can, and I feel for them, and I recognize that it's difficult, and I think everyone should do what they can to help, whether it's funding or research or even visiting the children's hospital.
You're also involved with Pink Ribbon Girls.
Yes, I am, the Pink Ribbon Girls. So that's the Pink Ribbon Girls is an organization that the Miss Michigan USA works with hand in hand every year. So the thing that I really like about the Pink Ribbon Girls is they focus on helping women that have undergone breast cancer or any type of ovarian cancer. They help them in the aspect where they focus in on the ladies' daily life activities. For example, if you are in a situation where you have to go to chemo, you have to go to doctor's appointments, and you have young children, it's hard to have a babysitter, or it's hard to have your husband cook meals. So they do a really good job in cooking meals and having services that are going to help these women day-to-day activities. So I'm really proud to be amongst it. I have an upcoming event here with them, I believe, next month. So I hope to really get out there and meet the women.
If you want to learn more, www.pinkribbongirls.org. We're talking to Susie Laika, and I'm Jack Rasula. And this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible. And we're talking to Susie Laika, who later this year will represent Michigan and compete in the Miss USA pageant and then win that and compete in the Miss Universe pageant.
Thanks, Jack.
Susie, your mom's from Poland.
Yes.
Your dad's from Romania. Why do so many children raised by first-generation Americans do so well?
You know, that's a great question. There's definitely something special about the American dream. And I think when you're raised by parents that immigrated here and had hardship to come to such a great country, they impede that information on the children to don't take anything for granted. Work your hardest. Nothing will be given to you. So I think the reason why they're successful is because they know hard work is the answer to success.
A listener that's been listening for the last 40 minutes says, wow, this is one special lady. Okay?
Aww.
She's gorgeous, but she's the whole package. Bright, cares about people.
Thank you so much.
Great outlook on life. And they would say, Susie, it's easy for you to give advice because you've had a fairy tale life.
I would have to say that every circumstance in life makes you who you are. So, unfortunately, I haven't had, a fairy tale life, and I don't think that exists. But I wouldn't change anything that has happened thus far, whether it's any type of unfavorable circumstance, because it made me who I am today. And it taught me to never give up and to not let external factors stop me from pursuing my dreams. So I don't think that the fairy tale's very realistic. Do you, Jack?
Well,
anything is possible. A young woman listening tonight that says, wow, you've got a great self-image at a very young age. Susie, how do I get a healthy self-image?
Well, first of all, you have to be yourself and recognize that being different is a good thing. You know, you can pick apart yourself, or you can find why you don't look like someone, but self-image at the end of the day is how you feel on the inside. And I think just knowing that that's what it is keeps you to be successful. Because at the end of the day, beauty is within, like you said previously. So
you definitely walk to the tune of a different drummer. You always have. And you have great courage and confidence.
Thank you.
And at a very young age, how did you get that? And why did you get that?
You know, I always just had it in me. It was weird. Even in the kindergarten, I was always doing something different. I always had a different challenge I wanted to do. So at the end of the day, it is so important to find a goal, find what you like, and to stick to it. Because if you walk to a beat of a different drum, you'll achieve something, right? You need to be different. Because if you're different, you won't be forgotten. So I think it's healthy and I think it's smart.
A young person just heard that you have to be different. And the young person says, Susie, I'm afraid to be different.
Of course, we're all afraid. But in life, if you don't do things that make you afraid, you'll never achieve things. So being afraid is good. You should scare yourself a little bit. I promise they won't regret it.
What makes a woman beautiful?
100% her heart. I think that if you have a beautiful heart and you're beautiful on the inside, that shines and everyone is attracted to a kind, loving, compassionate person.
A mom or a dad tonight says, Susie, my daughter is beautiful, but she doesn't think so. What can we do?
I think getting her involved in some type of thing or some type of activity that's going to push her to, you know, push her limits in the aspect of maybe it's modeling, maybe it's sports, maybe it's dance, something that's going to allow her to realize, wow, one, I'm good at this. Two, you know, she's getting a little bit of a light shine upon her. I think it's important for people to see what they can do. Because once you recognize, you know, I'm good at this or I can achieve this, it gives you a sense of confidence internally.
You're a millennial.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are not millennials. 25% of America are millennials.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to the other 75% of America. Tell us about millennials.
You know, I'm very proud of millennials just due to the fact that I think our generation is really focused on technology and innovation. And if I was to explain our generation, it would be that we're chameleons in the aspects where we're always adjusting to different circumstances that affect us. And I think in life, to survive, you have to be able to be flexible. So I like that aspect of our generation is I think that we're always thinking outside the box. We're always innovating and we're absolutely adjusting to, you know, the fast pace of the world today.
Many successful young professional women are finding it tough to find the right guy or a guy that they respect.
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
Don't worry about it. You know, everything has its time and its place. And if you focus on yourself and your dreams and being happy, being healthy, enjoying your family, I think a guy will come. So it's kind of like everything else in life. Everything has a time and a place. But put yourself out there. You know, my mom always yells at me because I'm always working. I'm so focused on working in the community now as Miss Michigan. So my mom's like, Susie, you need to start dating. But mom, there's a time and a place.
Speaking of which, who's the most beautiful woman you've ever met?
So this might be a little bit of a funny answer, but I have to say my mom. I mean, you know, like I said previously, I think who someone, your heart explains who you are. And my mom is, I can't even explain. She helps everyone that walks through her door and needs help. She gives advice to all my friends, to all her friends. And even if someone has done something to her that potentially has hurt her, she'll still help them. So she has the most beautiful heart and and even more beautiful on the outside. So I'm proud to be her daughter.
What role has faith played in your life, Susie Laika?
Huge. I'm so blessed and I'm so thankful to God for everything he's given me. And I think sometimes I even get goosebumps thinking of all the things and the luck that I've been given. So I have a strong faith, and I think moving forward, I hope to continue to grow it and have it very integrated in my life.
What are you the proudest of so far?
I think my relationship with my family. Family is everything in life, and being able to have them as a backbone, you know, having any type of success in life, unless you have someone to share it with, it doesn't mean anything. So to me, you know, growing my life with my family and sharing it is what I'm so proud of.
What are your dreams?
I think to continue following them. You know, every day I come up with something different I want to do. And I think I drive my mom crazy because tomorrow I want to be an astronaut. The day after that I want to be, I don't know, something else I'll think of. But the point of the matter is I'm always thinking of bettering myself. So I think my dream is to continue going down this path, whether it's going to Miss USA and after Miss USA, you know, potentially working in the same industry or maybe continuing in medical device. We'll see. But my dream is to be happy and healthy and have a good life.
You are the American dream, and a lot of people today are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that America's greatest days are behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about the American dream.
Well, we live in a country where you can be anything you want as long as you put your mind to it. No matter where you come from, who you are, how you look, you can achieve anything you want. So I think that's a very beautiful and a very powerful thing. So I don't think the times are behind. I think moving forward, it's going to continue to become even, we're going to become even more successful as a global leader. So I think that people just need to continue risking and continue moving forward and, you know, going after their dreams, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about working towards the goal, right?
As our time winds down this evening, what advice would you give our young listeners?
Well, first and foremost, I would say figure out what talents or what ambitions you have from a young age that interest you, and work at it. At the end of the day, the secret to success is hard work. Work at it every single day. Do something daily that's going to help you achieve that dream. In addition to that, I'd probably have to say, take a risk. Don't be afraid to do something that puts you out of your comfort zone. I think that if you work very hard and you never give up, the rest will eventually follow.
I couldn't have said it better.
What a shining example of an American dream.
Absolutely.
Keep making mom proud each day, and best of luck.
Thank you so much for having me, Jack. I appreciate it.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spawn. Believe in yourself.